Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Tuesday night edition of On Wheels Now. I'm one of your hosts, Mr. J.J. Nunn. Along with me tonight, once again, is Mr. Gary Wyatt. How we doing, bud?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. We're just race car drivers, talking about racing. Racers Roundtable, brother.
That's it. Just the Racers Roundtable.
And plenty of racing once again this weekend. How about it, man? Sixth time.
Hey, yes. Sixth time champ.
Jimmy Johnson setting another record once again. One more time around, and he ties the big boys, the King and
Earnhardt. Yes.
The late, great Mr. Earnhardt. I don't know whether there's too many people out there that want to see that. You know? It's mixed emotions with that. Been a couple years since Jimmy won. He holds that record for putting a number of championships straight.
Together.
Yep. So, five in a row, and here's number six after 2 years. Mr. What do they call him? Mr. October, Mr. November.
Yep. So in the past 7 years, he's got six of them.
Yeah, that's right. And what does he drive? He drives. He drives.
Do you need
what?
Me to tell you?
He drives what?
A shitty Chevy.
Oh, a shitty Chevy. Did you hear that, everybody?
Yes.
Wow. Here, let me pass this over to you. This is NASCAR Sprint Cup Series manufacturing standings after this year. And what's that top line? Chevrolet won how many races this year? You got that?
Six.
16?
Yes. 16.
And Ford won. You got that messed up. Ford won how many?
According to your cheat sheet here, is six.
Six, exactly.
Yes.
Toyota won 14, and Chevy won 16.
And those not to get off your Chevy
races
and Ford,
this
but,
year,
but them Toyotas were probably all Kyle Busch.
I don't think so. And
hey, wait, we can do away with this paper now.
You don't like that, do you? Well, you know what I also printed out for you here?
Yes.
Was the championship winners' totals since the inception of NASCAR. And let's see, manufactured total wins. Buick has got two of them. And that's a GM product, isn't it? Dodge has two. Hudson has three. Oldsmobile has one. Plymouth has one championship. Pontiac has one, and Oldsmobile and Pontiac are also GM products. But the big numbers here that I look at is Chevrolet has 37 manufactured championships. And Ford has how many, Mr. Ford?
15.
15.
According to your cheat sheet.
According to my cheat sheet.
Yes.
Okay, well, if NASCAR and Wikipedia are printing out cheat sheets,
I'm glad to see you track this stuff down. That's
I just want you to recognize that Chevy has twice, more than twice as many championships than Ford. Okay, Mr. Ford?
Yes. I'm seeing this.
All right. Maybe we should open up in how many in a row. When was the last time Ford won a championship? 2002? 2002, last time Ford won a championship. And from 2003 to 2013, except for the Dodge last year with Keselowski, Chevy has won the rest of them. I mean, I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in a row. 12 out of the past 13 years. So, start counting. Go ahead. Nope, there's only 4 Ford in a row there, isn't there? Yeah,
6.
Just 6. 6. Okay.
Yeah, but that was dating clear back to 69, and that's when they finally said, oh, I give up. It's too easy to beat them Chevys.
Well, back in 69, okay, you can go back to 65. You see the note there? In 1965, they had 48 wins. That year, Ford ran unopposed most of the season due to the boycott of Chrysler Corporation. That's how they amassed all those wins.
They won.
Is because Chrysler stepped out. Ford was the only one. That's it. So, just a little bit of information for those Ford lovers out there, and Mr.
Right.
Gary Wyatt, my
That's
co-host.
Right.
You want to congratulate?
I still say he won in a shitty Chevy.
Oh, well, that shitty Chevy, he's been rolling that 6 times in that Chevy. And you got to give the guy credit. You got to give the entire team
yes.
credit, man.
They worked
hard. They just woke up. It seems they had a bad 2 years. Okay, they were there. All right. He's never finished lower than 6th in points, okay, which is tremendous. I mean, it's the scramble with 10 races left just to get into the chase. And the work that they put into this just to get into the chase, to get into those last 10 races, it's like an honor within an honor to get there. Look at the deal it was with Jeff Gordon getting in, and you recall the team playing that they were doing, and people, team players pitting and then spinning
yes.
out,
yep.
and
yep.
All the shenanigans that were going on, and that... leads us to the standings for the end of the year for the 2013 year. Well, let's do whatchamacallit, the results of the EcoBoost 400. Denny Hamlin, 8 years in a row, he's won at least one race. And he finished up at Homestead, first place. Congratulations to that crew. Matt Kenseth finished in second. He lost out on the championship by 19 points. He had that bad race down in Phoenix that cost him, put him 28 points behind. And it was the restart on one of them races with Jimmy Johnson getting shoved and messing up his left front. He got into the rear of Matt Kenseth and turned him sideways with the in-car camera. Nobody was headhunting for Jimmy looking to take him out. That a lot of people believed that was going to happen. Nobody pushed or shoved Jimmy around and looked to take him out of the championship whatsoever. But Matt Kenseth did what he had to do. He ran up front all day, and he just had to get some luck with Jimmy Johnson falling back. He was back there a little while, but he managed to finish ninth and clinched his 6th championship. Junior finishing third at the race down in Florida for the EcoBoost 400. Then Martin Truex, Clint Bowyer, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch finishing seventh. He ended up fourth in points for the season. And then Joey Logano, Jimmy Johnson, Kevin Harvick finishing up 10th in that race and finishing third in points overall for 2013. Notables, Danica Patrick finished 20th. I don't know if she still might be out there racing, completing her laps. I know I'll take guff for that. Kurt Busch finished up 21st at Homestead.
And following her around.
might be, I don't know. But the final standings, like we said earlier, Jimmy Johnson taking his 6th, Matt Kenseth finishing 19 points behind. Kevin Harvick, 3rd, 34 points behind. Kyle Busch finishing up 4th for the season, 55 points. Dale Earnhardt Jr., 5th, Jeff Gordon, 6. Clint Boyer, 7. Joey Logano, 8. Greg Biffle, 9. And Kurt Busch, 10th. So the Sprint Cup season is over. And they move on to a little vacation now. And then they come out here for the banquet. So that's
going to be early December, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they'll be out here in Las Vegas. They said goodbye to New York a couple of years ago. So the boys will be in town again. Want to get on websites and find out where your guy might be, where he's staying, where he's signing autographs. Hopefully I'll track down, maybe I'll send an email off to Chevrolet again and say congratulations on your manufacturer win again.
Go ahead.
And on your 16 wins this year. You know, you can send a letter off, an email off to Ford and ask them what the hell happened. You know, why don't you congratulate them, Mr. Ford? So, that wraps up NASCAR. We know NHRA was finished last week.
And this past weekend, I didn't go, but they had racing out at the Bullring.
Yes, they did. It was a cold night.
Yes.
It was a cold night. I had my beanie on, I had my gloves on, I had my jacket on. And I sat there and I watched those races.
And that was you on the couch?
No.
Not on the couch.
That wasn't me on the couch. That was me up in the fourth turn.
You went to the Bullring, huh?
Yeah. I had my sunglasses and a hood over my head looking like the Unabomber avoiding all security.
Yes, you do need to do that.
I had Michael on one side of me blocking view for one security up top. I had Arlie behind me blocking the view from the other security up top. And I was able to get in and out of there without any altercations whatsoever.
That's quite an accomplishment for you.
Yep. That's a huge accomplishment. I did see the security guards. They look like fresh faces. I don't know. Maybe my picture isn't hanging in the security room up there.
They just don't remember the faces.
They didn't recognize me with my sunglasses, my hat, my mustache, my beard now, my long curly hair, and a hood over my head. But I was warm. I was warm. And good racing out there. They had the Spears Southwest Tour, their championship night, and Lucas Oil Modified Series. They also had two S2 late model features that real quick won by Trevor Huddleston. I don't know whether you remember the blue and white number 50 coming out of California.
Yes, it was Justice Brothers.
Correct. Well, those guys have Trevor Huddleston in that car, and you want to talk about these guys running clean as can be. Maybe one car bumped into another. I mean, granted, there was only 9 out there, but they put on a show. They put on a show right from the start. Trevor Huddleston in the first 25-35 lap race. He went right to the front, but he started in the sixth hole in the second race, and he just methodically picked off cars one by one by one until he found himself up front. No yellows in that division in those two races. No yellows at all. Cars looked gorgeous. Not a scratch, not a donut, nothing.
Wow.
I mean, these cars were absolutely beautiful. And from what I understand, this is a spec division out of Irwindale, the S2 late models.
Oh.
So then there was the 30-lap USAC midget race. Okay, those midgets, those things fly. I mean, with the modifieds, you see the dirt mods lifting that left front off.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them coming out. I mean, really torquing out and lifting that left front tire up off the ground. They put on a real good show. Got to give congratulations to Cody Jessup that won the 30-lap USAC Ignite Midget Series feature out there. And also the 35-lap Legends Cars, okay, was won by Clayton Weatherman. They had they lined up 21 cars, and those little buzzing bees, they're fast too. They put on a show, nice clean show. But getting back to the Spears Southwest Tour, we had Derek Thorne taking the win there with Jim Pettit second, Jeremy Doss third. Fourth was Jonathan Gomez, and fifth was Trevor Christensen. And notables, Greg Persley finished up eighth, and Jay Beasley was out there and finished up tenth. He started back a ways, and I don't think he had the motor to contend with these guys. He ran a great race. A real clean race. And for those who don't know, Jay Beasley is our super late model champion out at the Bullring, 2013 super late model champion. And he was patient, but it just didn't seem he had the motor to get to the front. The highest he got was sixth, and then that outside groove, there was a number of restarts, and that outside groove is still not there, man.
Yeah.
It's still down low. It's freight train racing, and they had the double file restart. And if you got hung up out there, you just went straight to the back until there was an opening.
Got freight train.
That's it. And Jim Pettit, his spotter knew this. That's how Jim Pettit ended up second behind Thorne on one of the final restarts. He started on the outside. And right away, after they got into two, he took off, Thorne took off, and Pettit just dropped right down on the inside groove and stuck himself behind Thorne. It just, if you were hung out there, you weren't going to the front. You went straight to the back. Lucas Oil Modified Series, they had 50 modified show up for that event. 50.
50.
Okay.
Wow.
When I got in, they had qualified 46 of them. Four went home through attrition. All right. And they had 46 qualified. You know how many went to the A? 26. They had two A and B heats. Top two transferred. Okay, they lined up 26. 20 modifieds had to put it on the trailer.
Wow.
And go home.
Wow. And that's not often.
Nope, not often at all. Not often at all. Matter of fact, one of the ones who had to hit was Ray Wolfenstein. He got out there and tried to qualify. Unfortunately, he didn't make it. We didn't see Ozzy Osbourne out there. The Critic
Scott
Killer,
Scott Osborne. Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately, he didn't qualify. He was one of the four that had to put it on the trailer. Pat Petrie didn't make the show. He didn't get in A or B heats either. He wasn't one of the two that transferred. But who started on the pole, and he's got a lot of laps around that track, is Doug the Hound Dog Ham.
Yes.
He cut fastest lap time out there and started on the pole this race. He ran fantastic. Whether the car was just set up for qualifying, he pulled away from this field, okay, in 11 laps, and they had their first caution, and the car went away.
Oh.
Absolutely nothing for him.
Yeah, didn't he finish fourth or fifth?
I believe whatchamacallit, he had fell back to 10th. He finished up the race 10th.
Oh,
but again, this was championship night. Chris Gershman came in Okay, started on the outside pole. Nope. I'm sorry. He started fourth. And he had a 46-point lead going in. He started the race, and the car broke. He needed to finish 24th or higher, okay, to win his championship. The car broke.
Oh.
It died.
Oh, man.
It died. He had to take it off the track. His championship right then and there was in jeopardy.
Oh.
He was able to come back out after eight laps, okay, in the pits, and tail the end of the field, okay, and through attrition, I mean, there was yellow after yellow. We had 18 laps in, and there was seven yellows.
Yikes.
These boys were tearing their stuff up. They just couldn't get them big motors and those tires to stick to that track. It was chilly. You know, you would think with all the racing that was done on it, because the modifieds were the last show of the night, you would think there would be plenty of rubber down. They were spinning and hitting and shoving. And, I mean, 18 laps in, we had seven cautions already.
Yikes.
But he was able to come out. Now, he came out after eight laps, tailed the end, started at the end of the field. Okay. With 23 laps left, he was in third, but eight laps down. And I'm talking about Gertschmidt. Okay. He worked his way through that field. And then after there was 23 laps left, okay, he got the points he needed to win the championship. He pulled off the track.
Oh.
And, yeah, I mean, just watching him come from the back, it was something. But they started 26. 11 were running at the end. When the checkered flag flew,
11.
There was 11. 15 modifieds were off the track. So it was a bit of a bang fest out there. Congratulations to Matthew Hicks. And second place was Scott Winters in the modified. Joe DeGuevara. I always have it. You, go ahead. You give
Doug
it.
I don't know how.
Yeah. DeGuevara. Good luck, JJ. Shelby Strobel finished fourth. Aaron McMahon. Okay,
McMoran. Yes.
Finished fifth. Trip Gaylord sixth. Rich Lindgren seventh. Doug Carpenter eighth. Mark Ith ninth. And as we mentioned earlier, Doug Hamm finishing up tenth.
See, I was thinking Doug Hamm, but it was Joe, and Joe is a super late model driver out there at the board.
Right.
So he's got a few laps around that. As Doug Hamm does, too.
He's got some seat time there.
Yes.
Chris Gertschmann finished 21st. He had to finish 24th or better. He finished 21st after attrition through the race and was able to pick up that modified championship. He is the 2013 Lucas Oil Modified Series champion, and he flew in from Texas for this show, as he does when he runs in Havasu. He lives in Texas.
Yes.
So that was at the Bullring this past weekend. I enjoyed myself. I wish our fearless leader was here. We talked more about it because he was sitting right next to me, and he was pointing out quite a few things.
I'm surprised he wasn't like maybe in Arizona or in California or find something to do out there.
No, there was no races in Cali, none in Arizona. Havasu, we'll talk about that later. That's coming up November 30th. But, we got together, went out, races. Arlie Daniels, our fellow bomber driver, was available, and he came and sat with us. So we had a trio of no trouble. You know, I'm coming to realize something. The only time I have security around me or I get in trouble is when I'm with you.
My only answer to that is your statement. I haven't heard the other twos yet. You're telling me this.
We're going to Michael get in here. Arlie, we had no problems whatsoever. I mean, walked up and down the stairs. They glanced at me, and they just kept on going.
Can you say that one more time, or do we got to go to the archives? Say that. They glanced at you.
They glanced and they kept
what
on
you
going.
Were doing.
When I'm sitting with you, they stop.
No.
They stop right there. So
hey,
I just want to make that clear.
You're not going to blame your security and police fetish for some unknown reason on me.
This is years. This goes on years. This is the first time I've been out there in years without you.
Hey, but hold on. We can go back to the archives. You said you looked like the Unabomber. So they probably didn't recognize you.
Exactly. Well, that's okay. I went prepared.
Yeah.
You know?
And you went prepared so you can say it's me. No, JJ. No, sir.
I had no problems, no situations, no problems. I was able to make it to the bathroom back and forth twice.
Oh.
Nobody bothered me. Okay, none of the concession people threw hot dogs or mustard packets at me. Okay, parking, I was fine. That happens only when I go with you.
Yes.
All right, you're listening on Wheels Now. We're going to come back with some more racing news. Let's take a break here, and we'll be back in a few.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
I've got to get this car fixed soon. I can't just leave it in the driveway for too long.
I just fixed my own car. After getting part quotes from auto parts stores, I decided to go to Nevada Pick-A-Part.
Nevada Pick-A-Part? Where are they located?
Well, they have two locations. One's at 5100 North Lamb in North Las Vegas, or you can go down to 110 West Raleigh in Henderson.
That sounds convenient. What else do you know about getting your own parts?
Well, it's pretty convenient. You can go to www.nvpickapart.com or call 702-643-1776.
NVPICAPART.com?
That's correct. Or you can just call it 702-643-1776.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
We're back. You're listening on Wheels Now with J.J. Nunn and the one and only Ford Musketeer, Mr. Gary Wyatt. And what was those championships? And maybe we need to go back a couple pages.
Yeah, we can go back if you want. That's okay.
Go back to,
it's not going to change my mind. Hell will freeze over
one of these,
before I change
one of
my
these,
mind.
One of these days, you'll see the light.
Oh, yeah, I see the light.
One of these days, you'll see the light.
We will see the light.
All right.
Hey, I got an announcement for you.
For me?
Yes. Actually, for the listeners, not for you personally, but for
okay.
the listeners.
Okay.
This past week... there has been a new addition, not to my family, but to my stepdaughter's family. Not my personal family, but my stepdaughter. Congratulations on her son that was born this past week. I believe he is 5 days old today.
Well, happy birthday. And you're
happy five days.
Happy 5 days.
Yes.
So you're a grampy. You're a grandpa.
A step grandpa.
Okay.
Because it's my stepdaughter.
Okay. That makes me an uncle grampy.
Yes, a
doesn't it?
No, a step uncle grampy.
Step uncle grampy.
Yes.
And I understand the little boy's name is Ryland.
Yes.
And Ryland came together how?
Ryland, from my understandings, is from Sarah's brother Riley, which was 18 years old and killed.
Okay.
And then that's the Rye. And then Lynn came from my brother Larry, which just passed away about 8 weeks ago.
Okay, that's the L.A.
Yes.
And
don't ask me about the other one.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I can get a text and it will tell me how. But I do know that them two came together.
Okay, well, congratulations to
Sarah
and Grandmama Kay.
Yes.
Congratulations, Grandmama Kay.
If anybody's got her on her Facebook, there's 486 million pictures of that kid on the.
I don't have Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm on MySpace.
Hold on. I will have her send those pictures to your phone.
To my phone? Okay.
Yes.
She did send one when he was born.
Yes.
I did get one when he was born.
I think I got 800 of them in here so far.
He's a cute little bugger.
Yeah. No, she's down there enjoying it. She's.
Yeah. Well, mom is healthy and.
Yes. Mom and child
and
is healthy.
And baby is healthy. And we have a new addition. We have something to be thankful for. That's for sure. With all the tragedy out there in the world and problems in the Philippines and right here in America, and God bless those people in Illinois that just went through a tornado.
Yep.
A little bit of smiling sunshine for the Wyatt Sexton family, which is a good deal.
Oh.
You got the ND.
I got it.
Yeah, we got it.
Well, now... between my stepdaughters, they have, and hopefully they're done, but they have evened up the score of two granddaughters and two grandsons.
Okay.
The other one, the R.I. is for Riley.
Right.
The L.A. is for my brother Larry. And the ND is for Landon, which is the other stepdaughter's son that lives in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
So
Cool. We tied everything. That's unique.
So Sarah kind of made them all combined together and came up with that name. So
that's unique. Well, that's special.
Yes. And
that's original.
Yes, and the ND is for her nephew, which is Landon.
Yeah,
which is the son to her other daughter that lives in Oregon.
Right.
So now there's two boys and two girls.
Okay, Ryland. It's a unique name.
Yes,
that's special. I know of a company named Ryland that makes plasma cutters. So, you know, it's unique.
Yes.
That's for sure. Congratulations, Grandmama Kay. Congratulations, Mama Sarah, and the rest of the family. And, of course, congratulations to Grampy Wyatt.
And
I'm still not a grandfather.
Yes.
And I'm older than you.
Yes.
This makes me an Uncle Grampy?
Yes. Yes.
Does this
uncle.
Make a, I'm an Uncle Grampy.
Yes.
I'm a step Uncle Grampy. Cool. Well, I'm happy. It's a good deal. All right. I'm still...
The thing with Sarah is she had one of her best friends that they went to elementary school together. She was
really?
There. Yeah.
Okay.
Kay's mom, which is Sarah's grandma, was there.
Right.
So the hospital
was
full.
It's Joan.
Joanne.
And
yeah.
Sarah's friend...
Melinda, I don't know.
Oh, you're
I'm
in
big trouble. I'm in big trouble.
We're just sending you underneath the bus little by little.
You know what? I know her name. I got it.
You got it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a name that we used to call Billy Grasser.
Lala.
There you go. That's
really?
What they call her, Lala.
Lala. Cool. Congratulations, Lala.
Miranda is her name.
Miranda?
Yeah, but they call her Lala.
And what? They used to go to school? Elementary school?
Elementary school, yes.
Elementary school?
Yes, elementary
Holy
school.
Holy crap.
She has children of herself, of her own. So
right.
they're all down there being mommies. So
okay, cool. And grandmamas.
Yes, yeah.
And grandmamas.
Yeah, Kay's down there enjoying her time down there. So
yeah, the picture that she sent me on the iPhone, I got one picture. The baby's beautiful.
Oh, no, I will make sure you get all the pictures. Don't worry.
Oh, please. Yeah, okay, fine. You know, I'm surprised hasn't sent them yet to me.
Yes.
Here, but that's great. Good deal. A little love and joy, bundle of joy enters our world, which, amen. Yeah. 8 years old, we can get him in a bando.
That's right.
Seven years and 360 days.
Yes.
We can scrape some money together and get him in a bandolero. Send him out to 8 years old, man.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens.
All right.
We'll see. No promises. I'd like to think I ain't doing this in 8 years, but...
Guess what?
I've been doing it 14. What's another 8?
Yeah, you're going to be doing this as long as we can cut a hole in the roof and crane my ass and drop me in through the roof
yep.
and then close up the roof. Who was that built that station wagon? Who had that roof? That purple station wagon. He moved to Texas. Remember they
Howard
called it
Smith.
Howard Smith.
Yep.
Instead of going out through the window and the door, he cut a roof. That was like 02.
Yeah.
'01, '02, the first year of our bombers out. Purple station wagon.
The grocery getter.
They called it the grocery getter. That was
Howard Smith.
Howard Smith and Pilgrim labeled that car the grocery getter.
Yes.
I remember one race with the back door flying open. Every time he went around, made a left-hand turn, turns 1 and 2, it would open up. He'd go down the straightaway, it would close. And then it would open up again. Yeah, Howard Smith, I wonder how the hell he's doing, man.
Did your phone go off? Because mine just did. So.
Uh-oh, no, I ain't got nothing. I don't think I'm getting any pictures. I think she's mad at me, but that's okay. Oh, there he is. Look, you got a picture. Oh, look at this little outfit. I wish you people could see this. Say a prayer out there, everybody, for... Mr. Ryland Sexton, what a beautiful little baby. That's cool. I wish we could share that. Maybe we need to put that up on the Bomber Nation or On Wheels Now Facebook or GNS Pit Stop Facebook, or since it's not everybody is on Kay's Facebook.
Yep.
But
we'll do that.
Maybe you should start a Ryland Facebook.
Oh,
there
no.
you go.
I imagine
just
it's
pictures.
Already up. I imagine
with,
it's already up right now.
Have them build a Ryland Sexton Facebook.
Yep.
And just start putting pictures. If you want to see Ryland Sexton, you can just go to there. And, of course, all our friends out there that listen, make sure you go to Grampy Wyatt's website. That I don't know why he still has that Ford logo on that Facebook. Beats
that
the hell
come,
out of me.
That will
he just
come
doesn't
down the
see
day
the light.
I die. How's that?
He just doesn't see the light. But... yeah, go on and let's see how many people we can get to wish you happy congratulations, Grampy Wyatt. There you go. That's a nickname. Gary Grampy Wyatt. I got to talk to JT, the announcer down in Pahrump. Start calling you Grampy. Well, there you go. There's my first picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kay, since you're listening, I I want you to blow his phone up.
Yeah, blow it up. Okay.
Anyways, let's get back to some racing. And again, congratulations to Sarah. Kay's happy as anything. So.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Kay, blow it up. Shut it off, especially when I know Gary's looking for my ass or trying to call me. I usually just shut it off also. So let those texts load up. That's okay. Send this kid's picture up here. All right. Look, he's in his little pajamas. And speaking of pajamas, we got this Sunday, the Speedway Children Charities presents the PJ 5K and 1 Mile Walk, November 24th. That is this Sunday, isn't it? Yeah, Sunday.
Yes.
The Las Vegas chapter of Speedway Children Charities will host the inaugural PJ 5K and 1 Mile Walk at Las Vegas Motor Speedway on Sunday, November 24th at 4:30. Participants are invited to run, jog, or walk the course in their pajamas. Hey, that's maybe I get out there in my pajamas. What do you think? Hey, I made it through the bull ring. They won't be looking for me in my pajamas. That's for sure. I'm going to get my, I forgot what pajamas I could wear out there. But it's one of the Glittering Lights is Nevada's largest drive through Christmas light show with millions of LED lights and hundreds of sparkling light displays. And visitors will experience more than 450 lights with racing to the finish. The individuals, kids and strollers and teams are welcome. Entry fees range from $15 to $35. So that's what's going on Sunday. They got the lights. We were sitting at the bull ring, and we saw them. They got them all up.
Oh, yeah, they started those lights
already. Yep, they got them all up. It's $15 to go through with a carload, and you get $2 off. You get $2 off. Now, they're not looking for canned food this year. They're looking for lightly worn clothes. The clothes banks is a little bit light this year. Any type of lightly worn, if you want, go out and get new clothes. Doesn't matter what kind, what size, male, female, kid, child, baby, toddler, grampy clothes maybe, lightly worn clothes. You bring out a bag of clothes out there, they give you $2 off. It'll be $13 to go see the lights out there. And this is like the fourth year since they got away from Sunset Park. So this all goes to Speedway Children Charities. It's a nice drive. I take my residents out there every year. It's underneath. You go underneath the bleachers. You start all the way down by the drag strip. And then you go around the entire track, not the inside of the track. The outside of the track, all the way around to the back stretch, Nellis straightaway, and then you come back out on the drag strip side. It's nice. They got a new enchanted section, enchanted lighting section out there, something new they brought to it. That's going on till January. But this Saturday, you got the PJ 5K 1 mile walk. Run, jog, push your stroller.
Hey, I think Rylan called in.
Hey, that's an idea.
Hey, look.
You can do. Oh, see, you know what he's doing?
He's congratulating us for congratulating you.
Oh, the stroller. Ramps to take him on the PJ 5K and 1 mile.
Oh,
see, you're allowed
yes.
strollers.
Oh, dude.
We need to bring Ryland up here so you can push him.
Yeah, this is what he thinks of it, right here. On the one mile.
And start kid off walking around Las Vegas Motor Speedway. See, you got your commitment this Sunday already.
And he'll be about, 8 or 10 days old. 10 days old.
That's right. Yep. So what better than to do that, you know? There you go, Grampy.
Okay.
Hey, go down there, get Ryland, and bring him up. Okay? So, all right.
Hey, time out.
Uh-oh.
I just got a text.
Uh-oh.
JJ can't walk a mile.
Who's saying I am? Hey, I'm Uncle Grampy. Talking about Grampy.
Here. Hey, all I got to say is thank God for texting right now. Let's move on.
You know what? Yeah, Tim Bell, you need to fire the crew chief.
He's only got one more race. Then he's got to renegotiate his contract.
Speaking of contract.
Yeah, yours is 10 years old. So, and that started 3 years ago. So come talk to me in 7.
Aye, aye, aye.
All right.
Where you want to? What do you want to visit here, my friend?
Havasu Speedway 95 racetrack, November 30th.
Okay.
Gates open at noon. Racing starts at 2 p.m. November 29th, no test in tune that day.
Okay.
You got the GPM late models, 75 laps, street stocks, factory stocks, and the Goose Team factories. Dirt. What's this dirt?
I don't know. Huh. That's a good question. Maybe we need to make a phone call.
I have other commitments for November 30th, or else I would go down just to see what the word dirt means when they put dirt on a pavement track.
Let's call up Bill Rizzone.
Because
our cars fit their factories, man. We did that last year. It didn't fit. They didn't fit well. They fit well in the turn three wall and on the backstretch.
Yes.
But they didn't fit well. Goose Team Factory Dirt. I just noticed that. Wow.
I read my notes.
That's a.
Thanks for the notes there, JJ.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. Dirt. That's interesting.
Yes.
Late models, 75 laps. They put on a great show down there. That's quarter mile paved track. Anybody haven't been down there, look it up. It goes under the website Havasu 95 Speedway. So if you're starting to get withdrawals from racing, usually beautiful weather down there. You can make a weekend of it and stop and spend the night at one of our sponsors down there. Go see JC at the Travel Lodge.
Yes, Travel Lodge.
Yep, and that place down there is going. I'm thinking of possibly heading down there. If not, the 18th. We have our leader talking January 18th.
January 4th.
Also.
An ASA Street Stocks $1,000 to win. Wow.
Yeah.
That's,
now, that's a division that Tim Richter runs. He runs a Monte Carlo in that division.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Monte Carlo.
Yep. And those who don't know Tim Richter, he is
the Bullring.
Yep. He's the Bullring manager out there for Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So there's a good chance. November 30th, they're running the street stocks, but the highlight of the show will be the late models. And January 4th, ASA Street Stocks, 1,000 to win. And who knows, we've seen that go up also. Depending upon Greg Scheidecker and Bill Rizzone getting sponsors, we've seen that prize purse go up in the past. They announced it as 1,000, and it could go up. Along with the street stocks is the Legends, Bandoleros, the Goose Team Factory, and Factory Stocks. And our fearless leader, Michael Reffler.
Yes.
He said he's shooting his sights for January 18th for the late models. He's got to order some parts, and he wants to put that late model together. So that's what's going on. You need a racing fix, November 30th. But before November 30th, there is November 23rd.
Yes, November 23rd.
Where are we going to be November 23rd, man?
At noon, actually about 11:30 in the morning, I will be in Pahrump Valley Speedway in Pahrump, Nevada. It is the last race of the season. As you have said on the show before, I think we've got one and two locked up. So we're it's the last race of the season, and it's one of those I don't want it to go away, but you can't wait. So
well, I'm ready for the banquet.
Yes.
I'm ready
too.
For the banquet. I'm ready to run one more time and put a period at the end of this year and dot the I and cross the T. And
continue
we've
on.
Had a fantastic year this year. So one more race. I know the pit gates open at 10. The spectator gates open at 12. We start racing at 1 o'clock. And we were home. I was home when we ran at 1 o'clock. I was home by 6:30.
Nice.
And that's down here in Henderson. So from Pahrump, the car was washed.
And you had to go to my house and drop the car off.
Yeah,
so
dropped the car off. I washed it. Still had daylight and still got home. My wife was like, what are you doing home? I says, oh, okay, I'll leave.
I called in sick.
Yeah. She's usually used to us, me rolling in at 11, 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock, you know.
Yeah, so the last race of the season, be there. It's going to be some good racing. Can't wait. Can't
yep.
wait. And as you said, the banquet's right around the corner.
Yep.
I hope Chad is listening, but I heard in a driver's meeting the other day that JJ was buying beer for drivers.
No, you heard that wrong. That,
Chad?
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. No, I'm not giving out the call-in number.
Even if
that lie is trying to be... Even if that lie is trying to be verified.
685-8116.
Well, it's... I'm broke.
Yeah.
I'm broke. I spoke to Chad the other night.
It's been a very long season. It's been a very fun season.
Yeah.
And as you said, we just need to put the period at the end of this one and move on to 2014. So
that's it. I had a blast.
And as we will do that.
We got to be we're fortunate, lucky, and grateful. We've had a great season. Nobody injured. It was all good, you know, can't complain. So, with that, I'd like to, read something. This is a little bit off the record, but this is something that, I had come across, where I work, and, it's very important, that, some of us need to look at, with all the disasters that are going on and the problems here in America, this is pretty awesome, and it's something we should all remember. just a little story about a 92-year-old man, well-poised and proud, who is fully dressed each morning by 8 o'clock with his hair fashionably combed and shaved perfectly, even though he is legally blind. He moved to a nursing home today. His wife of 70 years recently passed away, making the move necessary. After many hours of waiting patiently in the lobby of the nursing home, he smiled sweetly when he was told his room was ready. As he maneuvered his walker to the elevator, I provided a visual description of his tiny room, including the eyelet sheets that had been hung on his window. The gentleman said, "I love it," he stated with enthusiasm of an 8-year-old having been just presented with a new puppy. "But, Mr. Jones, you haven't seen the room. Just wait." "That doesn't have anything to do with it," he replied. "Happiness is something you decide on ahead of time. Whether I like my room or not doesn't depend on how the furniture is arranged. It's how I arrange my mind. I already decided to love it. It's a decision I make every morning when I wake up. I have a choice. I can spend the day in bed recounting the difficulty I have with the parts of my body that no longer work, or get out of bed, and be thankful for the ones that do. Each day is a gift, and as long as my eyes open, I'll focus on the new day and all the happy memories I have stored away just for this time in life. Old age is like a bank account. You withdraw from it from what you put in. So my advice to you would be to deposit a lot of happiness in the bank account of memories. Thank you for your part in filling my memory bank. That, ladies and gentlemen, is something that is pretty awesome. You should wake up every morning, open your eyes, be grateful for what you have. There's a lot of people out there that don't have anything anymore, especially an example in Illinois with the tornado. Those down in the Philippines, sometimes you need to count your blessings. It's rough times out there. We understand that on Wheels Now, but you got to try and see positive. What do they say? You need to find the silver lining in the dark clouds. So with that, I'd like to say thank you very much for listening on Wheels Now, and try every day to put a little into the bank account of happiness. Life is short. And I'll say God bless to Ryland, and may he have a healthy, happy life. Thank you very much. I'm J.J. Nunn. You're listening to OnWheelsNow.com.
Thanks for listening.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at OnWheelsNow.com.
I've got to get this car fixed.